Good morning, guys. This is your host Anshul, and you are listening to What Anshul Found. So, welcome, guys. Today, I'm going to tell you how using social media on a friend's suggestion or in order to become more social and cool has now become addiction. More or less, people are not able to control their minds, their hands, thinking, checking about any new notification or message or any post arrival. It all started by seeing cool stuff on social media. Then in order to become cool, we used it. Then we felt good for some weeks and months. It went like this. It felt good to use social media. But then our brain tried to use this technique in order to feel good when we are actually not. It was triggered. Behavior, then reward, and then it suddenly becomes a habit, and now there is no going back. We sleep, eat, drink, go updating everything on social media. Now, how to overcome that? So, first of all, you should know that there is a difference between addiction and obsession. What we have is addiction, and what monomaniacal people have is obsession, and obsession is healthy, but addiction is not. An obsession and addiction can look like the same, but the root is different. For instance, let's say a player every week spends approximately $10 on a lottery ticket. Gambling in this example is the behavior that can be obsessive, addictive, or both. The obsessive part of the behavior is gambling at the same store on the same day with the same number, and if it's not done in this manner, then there is no winning. It doesn't matter if there is evidence of past win, it only matters that thing has to be done in a certain way. Now, the addictive part of this behavior is dreaming of how the money will be spent, what will be bought, and who will get benefit after winning. The dreaming is active, exciting, and consuming an entire day of thinking about the possibilities. So, how addiction can be overcome? It may be of drugs, alcohol, social media, or anything. Number 1. View yourself from a third person perspective while doing addictive things, like how it will affect my day, my long-term goals, my health. Look, does it really worth my time, health, and money? Number 2. Maybe because you don't have any reason to counter that addiction. Human needs a reason to do something. I mean, everyone knows how girls look at home and why they put so much on makeup going out. It sounds laconic, but you should admit that you don't have any solid motive or purpose to stop you. Number 3. Be busy. Easiest as well as toughest thing to do. You might be aware of it, as it is the first advice given to a person who just had breakup to break all the attachments. So, this is your host Anshul, and you were listening to What Anshul Found. For more content like this, subscribe to my podcast and stay tuned. Bye bye.